Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when you're all jazzed about starting something new, a workout routine, a healthy eating plan, maybe even finally tackling that bookshelf project you've been meaning to do for years? You're pumped, you set those goals, and you hit the ground running. But then, life happens. Work gets crazy, Netflix starts calling your name, and suddenly, that grand plan is gathering dust somewhere in the back of your mind. It's like, where did all the motivation go? We've all been there, right? Well, today we're diving deep into the art of building healthy habits that actually stick, because let's be real, consistency is key when it comes to lasting change. We're going to break down some actionable strategies, sprinkle in some relatable stories, because I've definitely been there, trust me, and leave you feeling empowered to finally ditch those fleeting fads and build a lifestyle that truly works for you. Ready to level up? Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First things first, forget about overnight transformations. Those usually crash and burn faster than a Tinder date gone wrong. Building sustainable habits takes time, so be patient with yourself. Aim for small, achievable goals that you can gradually build upon. Instead of overhauling your entire diet overnight, maybe start by swapping out sugary sodas for water or adding an extra serving of veggies to each meal. Celebrate those little victories. Number 2. Find your why. What's the driving force behind wanting this change? Is it improving your health, boosting your energy levels, feeling more confident in your clothes? Whatever it is, keep that why front and center. It's your anchor when motivation starts to wane. Write it down, put it on a sticky note on your mirror, or tell it to your plants, whatever works. Next up, make it enjoyable. Habits shouldn't feel like punishment. Find activities you genuinely like, whether it's dancing, hiking, cooking new recipes, or learning a language, and weave them into your routine. When you associate healthy choices with fun, they become something to look forward to, not dread. Number 4. Surround yourself with support. Share your goals with friends or family who will encourage you along the way. Find online communities or join a local group where people are working towards similar things. Remember, you're not in this alone. Having a supportive network can make all the difference when those tough moments hit. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. There will be setbacks, it's inevitable. But don't beat yourself up over them. View them as learning opportunities and keep moving forward. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine your best friend, Sarah, decides she wants to start running. She signs up for a marathon, talk about ambitious, buys all the fancy gear, and hits the pavement with gusto. For like, 2 weeks. Then, life gets in the way, work deadlines pile up, social events keep popping up, and suddenly, those runs are becoming less frequent. One day, she even finds herself skipping an entire week altogether. Now, Sarah could easily spiral into guilt and self-criticism. But instead, she remembers our key takeaways. She acknowledges that starting small was a better approach, maybe focusing on building up to 5K runs before tackling the marathon. She recognizes that running isn't just about exercise, it's about enjoying being outdoors and feeling good afterwards. So, she starts incorporating shorter runs into her routine, mixes it up with yoga or walking, and even finds a running buddy for extra motivation. Sarah still has big goals, but she's prioritizing enjoyment and consistency over pressure and perfection. So, what are the key takeaways we're leaving with today? First, remember that building healthy habits takes time and patience. Focus on small, achievable goals and celebrate your successes along the way. Second, find your why, that deeper motivation that will keep you going when things get tough. Third, make it enjoyable. Find activities you genuinely like and weave them into your routine. Fourth, surround yourself with support, whether it's friends, family, or online communities. And finally, be kind to yourself. Embrace those setbacks as learning opportunities and keep moving forward. Remember, every single day is a chance for a fresh start. What are you going to do today to activate your Thrive Mode? Share your thoughts, ideas, or challenges in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and action.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.